This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado may have to cut nearly $1 billion from its current state budget because of the federal spending bill recently signed by President Trump. As KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports, state budget officials presented their latest forecast to lawmakers yesterday.
The governor's office says the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill Act is expected to trigger deeper revenue losses for Colorado than the Great Recession. That's largely due to changes in corporate and individual income taxes. In response, lawmakers plan to scale back business tax breaks, though broader cuts to state programs are also likely. Mark Ferrandino leads the governor's Office of Planning and Budgeting. He says lawmakers have to act fast.
Every day we wait means the deeper the cuts we will have to make as we go through this.
The grim forecast set the stage for a special legislative session expected next month. And the bill's long-term effects on state finances are expected to be a key focus when lawmakers reconvene for their regular session in January.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Meanwhile, Colorado is losing ground against other states as a tourist destination, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Travel spending in the state rose just 0.3% last year. That's according to an annual report from Dean Runyon Associates and Longwoods International Travel USA. Nationwide, tourism spending was up 4.2%. People still spent tens of billions of dollars at Colorado's tourism hotspots, but growth has cooled following a pandemic-era boom in visits to outdoor destinations. So far, this year's data isn't promising. Hotel occupancy is down 2% through June. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.